How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we want to pick up our study here in Mark chapter 1, towards the end of the chapter. Here in verse number 42, I want to say a few more things about this. The Lord Jesus is there going to other cities. So the other cities in the region there, the Sea of Galilee, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And this leper comes to him and kneels down to him. He worships the Lord and saying, if you will, you can make me clean. The Lord has compassion on him. He says, I will, be thou clean. And so the Lord heals this man. He heals him immediately, it says in verse number 42 of Mark 1. And the Lord Jesus charges him. It says in verse 43, and he, that is Jesus, straightly charged him, the leper, and forthwith sent him away. He charged him. And he saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. See, the pattern and way of the Lord Jesus Christ all through the Gospels is just this, is that he sought no notoriety for himself. The notoriety and the honor, the fame, if you will, it would come. It would just come, in a sense, naturally, because of the great things, the marvelous works of the Lord Jesus Christ, his great oratory and speaking and doctrine, the truth of his word as he spoke. This is God speaking amongst mankind. This is God healing amongst mankind. The notoriety, the fame, and the publicity of him doing the things that he did could not be helped. It would happen. But Jesus operates meek and lowly. He's always telling, don't tell it. Don't tell it. Don't tell it. Don't tell that I healed you. Don't tell that I've touched you, I've done these things to you. Don't tell it. Now, this man, it says here in verse 45, but he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. This man, he couldn't help but tell about the touch of the Lord. And you think about that. You go from being a leper and being driven from society and from your family, from your neighborhood, from your friends, not able to work as you did before, and being driven. I mean, not only is the leprosy and the corruption of leprosy upon the body a terrible thing, but it's a terrible social exclusion that comes about because of leprosy. This person, this one, was cut off. This man was cut off from everything. He hears about the Lord and he comes to him and says, if you want to, you can heal me. He kneels to him and he bows to him. And the Lord's moved with compassion as he is towards those that are repentant and those that declare their need of Christ, those that declare their personal need of Christ. Do you have a personal need of Christ? Personal need of Christ. You and I have a personal need of Christ. We do. And those that repent, those that acknowledge that before the Lord, them and the Lord, you and the Lord, not a preacher, not a pastor, not a so-called priest, religious leader, no, between you and God, declaring a personal need of the Lord to God. The Lord has compassion on him. He heals him. He says, don't go out and tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, because that's the way of the Lord. He seeks no notoriety, but the operation of the Lord is that sinners hear the preaching of God's word. As the Lord Jesus went and preached, as it says in verse 38, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. That's the design of God, that sinners hear that preaching. Nevertheless, this man goes out and he blazes it abroad. He can't help but tell it. Anybody touched by the Lord can't help but tell it. And this man goes out and he can't help but tell it. Is he disobedient to the Lord? Well, that's the Lord told him, and the Lord was honest in that. Don't tell it. But the thing is, I believe the Lord understands that the ones that he touches can't help but tell it. But the Lord is not, he's not driving, and he's not expecting, and he's not pressing that notoriety be declared. His people are to be a witness of him. And it always comes back to hearing what the Lord says in his word. The Lord says, see thou tell it to no man. And he did not refrain from telling. He blazed it abroad. But he says, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded. So there was an order for the leper that was whose leprosy was being healed or in remission. There was an order that they were to go through, an inspection by the priest, a shaving of the body, of all hair from the body, and being quarantined for a period of time, and washing and such as that, different things that were given. And this inspection by the priest would come about, and the priest over a certain time would declare whether they were clean or not. Now understand this. Let's think about this. Let's put ourselves in this situation. This man has been what? What's it say in verse 42? And as soon as he, Jesus, had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Now this man is going to go to the priest. Jesus has said, don't tell anybody, but go to the priest and do what Moses said to do. This man's going to go to the priest and going to say, I'm cleansed from my leprosy. Now think about this. The healing of Jesus is always complete. This man is not going to be missing part of his ear. I don't believe this man's going to be missing part of his lips. I don't believe that this man's going to be missing a part of his nose. This man was totally healed and cleansed by the Lord. He's made whole. I believe that's the indication of the scriptures, and every whit that the Lord makes whole, he restores. This man's not going to be missing a toe. This man, when he goes to the priest and says, I've been healed from my leprosy, the priest is going to look at him and say, you don't look like you've ever had leprosy. The priest is going to look at him and say, your skin is perfect. Your skin is fine. There's no problem with you at all. What are you talking about? See, this man's going to go forth to the priest to do those things commanded by Moses, and the priest likely, this priest is going to say, there's nothing wrong with you. Are you kidding? You've never had leprosy. Unless the priest knew him personally, which could have very well been. Nevertheless, if the priest knew the man and declared that his leprosy caused him to be cast out from the community, then he would know the man and know who he is, and then would no doubt marvel at the healing of the Lord upon him. And no doubt the priest would say, how'd this come about? See, this man isn't in a state of healing where the leprosy's getting better, but this man is completely cleansed. And so if the priest remembers him from having been the one that declared that he needed to go out from the people, then he's going to say, how are you healed so? It doesn't even look like you've had leprosy. There's no ill effects. There's no collateral damage as leprosy would leave and someone being healed. It doesn't even look like you've had leprosy. How have you been healed? And then the man would say, I can't tell you. No, the man would tell it. He would say, Jesus of Nazareth touched me and healed me. And remember, Jesus said, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. If the priest would go ahead and have him do those things that Moses commanded, no doubt he would think it was futile. It was unnecessary for him to do so because the man was so cleansed. It was as if he never had leprosy. See, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ does when he saves. Leprosy is a terrible skin-eating disease, just like sin. Sin is a terrible life killing beyond a disease. Sin is devastating. Sin scars us and wounds us. But when the Lord Jesus Christ touches the sinner and saves the sinner, when the sinner repents before God that they are guilty of their sin and they need help from the Lord, that they need the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, that it is required, it is necessary that Jesus, having come and died for them in their place, and be buried and raised again from the dead. When the sinner comes to that point and sees that need, oh, I'm leprous, Lord, from my sin, but I need you. If thou wilt, thou can make me clean. I need to be clean, Lord, by you. And the Lord touches them and saves them. They're made whole. Oh, yes, we may bear our sin, the collateral damage of our sin upon this earth. We may bear that as we go on through this life. Wicked things that one would do in their youth that would be damaging to their body, they'll no doubt have to bear on through life. But the new man is made clean. The new man is clean. The new man is sinless before God. The new man, the child of God, the person that is saved by the Lord in this doctrine of justification, is made by God, by his working in them, made just as if they never had sinned. What a great parallel it is between us who have been saved and the leper. But he went out, verse 45, and began to publish it much. He couldn't help but tell it. Well, his friends would encounter him and say, what's happened to you? You know, where's your leprosy? You're not leprous anymore. You look great. What happened? And he couldn't help but tell it, could he? He published it much and to blaze abroad the matter. I was a leper and Jesus in an instant healed me. I was a sinner. I'm a sinner, and Jesus in an instant has saved me and made me his own. And it was so that as this went abroad and was blazed abroad, that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city. He couldn't even go in because they would throng him. They would press upon him. They would seek to be touched by the Lord, no doubt. So he went out into the wilderness, out into a desert place. And as word continued to get around, they came to him from every quarter. Will you not come to Christ? He has compassion for the repentant sinner. Will you not come to Christ? He's come declaring his gospel and that salvation of sinners can be accomplished in him. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Let's see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.